align your stock pick?
Okay, well, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I don't normally pick FANG stocks, but I'm going to pick Amazon. Really, you know, it is down 30% year to date. The results were terrible. You saw slowing sales. They had a loss on their, you know, their electric vehicle issue. And yes, I understand the time that they're dealing with now. That you're going to deal with high inflation. It's going to affect transport costs. They may very well be slower growth in the US economy. So, you know, consumers are not possibly having that much to spend. Don't rush to buy it. And I think the thing is, market sentiment right now is generally negative towards growth stocks, but keep an eye on it because the growth story of this company is still intact. You know, that online shopping is not going away. It's only growing. Its web services continue to grow. Its media division continues to grow. So that growth is still there. It's just going to be slower. Mm. So wait for all of the, I think, you know, you said that the market is emotional. Yeah. Wait for some of the emotion to die down and then pick some up.
You know, with that saying, don't wait to buy, would you maybe be thinking that there's more downside in that share price because it is a good company? So maybe there's going to be an opportunity in the future for people to buy.
I think there is more downside in the market generally because we're still, you just see the volatility index has risen. Yeah. And, you know, this is generally a very, very good indication of what is actually going to happen in the weeks ahead. So it wouldn't surprise me if we saw further downswings. You know, you only have to look and see what's happening on the market today to see that those nerves and that knee-jerk reaction to that rate increase are still out there. And I think it's going to remain for a while until people really start to absorb what is happening in the economies. And possibly, you know, if you see inflation in the U.S. moderating, as we may see tomorrow or Wednesday when they release their figures, and you also see the U.S. economy still continue to tick over, those nerves might abate.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Caroline. That was Caroline Crimmin from AdviceWorks.